Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is none other than Dr. Nichols with True Unity Outreach International Ministries, located here in the heart of Douglasville, Georgia, where I am the founding pastor, and my wife is Dr. Trinita Nichols. And before I start anything, I want to say to God, thank you for another opportunity. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. And before I go into praise and worship, before I go into anything, I want to repent of anything that I've said or done. Please forgive me, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, God, that you continue, Lord, to forgive me for the things that I do, that I'm aware of, that I don't know I'm aware of. God, I pray for the sins known, the sins that are unknown, God. God, I ask you right now, Lord, that you would have your way today in this service, God. And God, I pray, Lord, that some heart is touched, that the minds of the people are regulated, God. I pray right now, Father God, for those who are listening who may not even know who you are. I pray right now, God, that today when the word go forward, that it would not return void, but do what it has been purposed to do. And God, I thank you for that. And I give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise due unto you. God, we pray for our country. We pray for the nation, God. We pray for all of your men and women of God that are in the pulpit, God. God, that they will rightly divide the word of truth, God, not their opinion, God, but God, that they will rightly divide the word of truth. And I thank you. And I give your name all of the honor. And I give your name all of the praise that is due unto you. And it is so in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer without a speck of doubt. And all of God's children said amen, amen, and amen. Before I go into the message, first of all, go ahead and go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 10. Again, go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter, verses 1 through 10. So you go ahead and have that ready by the time I finish singing. Then everybody will be ready and on one accord. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the haunted desert, I'll travel near or far, for your glory I will do anything just to see my King, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the hottest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going directly into the Word of God. We're going directly into the Word of God. 1 Samuel, the third chapter, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Again, 1 Samuel, the third chapter, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. And I'll be reading from the NIV version today. And first of all, let me give you a little history here. First of all, this here is the Lord's call upon Samuel's life. And Samuel wasn't necessarily a Christian that could hear the voice of God. But he was under a leader that heard from the Lord and that also spoke into his life, which was Eli. So let me go there first. So there's a little background history there. So we're going to read verses 1 through 10, and I'm going to give you 3 points, and I'm going to get out of here so I can get home and finish cooking. Praise the Lord. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here am I." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I. You called me?" But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lied down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here am I. You called me?" My son Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." So Samuel went and lay down again in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Amen, amen, amen. Now, if I had to give this a topic, my topic today would be when God's voice supersedes man's voice. when God's voice supersedes man's voice. I'll say that one more time. When God's voice supersedes man's voice. Now, before I dive into this and give you your 3 points, I want to give you an introduction here on this here. First of all, you know, there are times that we say that we hear clearly what others convey to us as it relates to, you know, our communication skills. However, when it comes to it being effective as it relates to understanding what a person is saying to you, people misinterpret what is spoken to them. And I know that people misinterpret the things that people say to them because they came to me and said what someone said when they didn't necessarily say it. Amen. But, you know, however, when you are in a normal fellowship with a person, you can understand where a person is coming from and what a person is saying. You can know how a person is feeling without you even being in the presence of the person, but you can hear their voice on the phone because, one, you have a connection with them and you know in the spiritual realm that something is not quite right. You don't have to be standing right in a person's face to understand what is going on in their lives. If you tap into the Spirit of God will reveal to you what is going on and how to speak into that person's life. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we allow the wrong people to speak into our lives. The people I'm referring to are the ones who don't even have a relationship with God, but yet they want to speak into your life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Here is the sad part about it. Most people will hear what others say, but question what God says or deny what God's word says. But you will believe your friend because you have a relationship. Let me flip this here for a second. If you get a real relationship with God yourself, I can assure you this here. You will hear God's voice, and it will supersede anybody else's voice that tries to outspeak God. So God designed you and created you with him in mind. Man was created and designed with God in mind. You were not created just for yourself. You were not created just for other people, but you were created for God to do his will while you are here on earth and get your reward when you leave here and go into paradise or go into heaven, into your eternal resting place. So we got to stop listening to everybody that comes to us and wants to speak into our lives. If God has not spoken to you first, that means that when others come and speak to you, and if there's not confirmation, they're the ones speaking and not God. Come on, somebody. Come on, amen. It's tight, but it's right. Now, I know that sometimes people can't handle the truth. But if you are a true child of God, if you are a true disciple, then you can discipline yourself enough to hear what the word of the Lord is saying, whether it is rebuking you or whether it is giving you some type of confirmation or acclamation on the thing that you're doing that is positive and that is good and that is thought-provoking in the word of God. God is not pleased when you listen to other people and you're not listening to him. God is not pleased that you would take a man's word over his word. God is not pleased when you're worshiping your pastors and your leaders. Amen. I know I stepped on somebody's toes there. God is not pleased with you doing that. But God is pleased with you worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Any pastor or leader should always neglect praise and worship from others, should always not neglect, but should always give credit where credit is due. You give back to God. You don't give man praise and worship. You can thank man, but you only give God praise and worship. Amen, somebody. Now, here is the most important thing here in this passage. Then Eli spoke into Samuel. Samuel received it because he believed in, not necessarily believed in Eli, but he believed in the God that was in Eli. Amen, somebody. Notice I say the God that was in Eli. He didn't even know who God was, but he saw something in Eli that he wanted to be around Eli. He wanted to be around Eli because he didn't know at the time, but it was God that was in Eli speaking to him. See, you need to be with a leader that's going to tell you the truth. You need to be with a leader that's not going to sugarcoat this thing. You need to be with a leader that God is with, and that his lifestyle lines up with God's word. You don't need to be with someone who's going to tell you what you want to hear. You need to be with a pastor and a leader that's going to tell you what you need to hear. Sometimes when I speak the truth to people under the unction of the Holy Ghost, people get offended and want to cut off relationships with me. But let me tell you something that you may not know about me. It's all good if you cut me off for telling you the truth, because in the end, I know my call. My call is not dependent upon people. My call is not dependent upon how many members that are in my ministry. My call is not dependent upon someone else patting me on the back. My call is not dependent upon how much money someone can bring over here. My call is not dependent upon popularity. My call is definitely not dependent upon who's to say that I've been called to do what I've been doing. My call is only from God, ordained by God, but I did it the right way. When God called me, I answered. The first I didn't answer, I rejected it. But when I finally answered, I had enough nerves to go to my pastor. And he says, okay, go and pray again. And when I prayed again, the Lord spoke and said, now go back. And when I went back the second time, my pastor came to me, Pastor Gary C. Baker. He came to me, he says, I've been waiting on you to come. Let's get started. Come on, somebody, amen. Because God had spoken to the man of God that was in my life and that was over the ministry that I was under at that present time. See, God is not going to speak directly just to you and not speak to your leaders. That would be out of order, because your leaders are the ones who have to sit you down and train you. But there are so many people that are not being trained in the body of Christ, and they're just ripping and running and going out doing their own thing. That's not of God. You need to sit so that you can be taught properly and correctly how to divide the word of God, how to study the word of God, and how to teach and preach the word of God. Teaching is proclaiming. Teaching is showing people how to apply it to their lives. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to go into the first three verses. I got 3 points for you. I want to go to the first three verses, then the second three, then the last four. And I'm going to give you 3 points, and I'm getting out of here. The first three verses says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. Let me pause here for a second. It says the boy. So in other words, he was young in age. That don't mean that because you're young that God can't use you. And that don't mean because you're old that you're the only someone he's using. Come on, amen. And it says the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. First of all, you need to be under someone's covering. You don't need to pump yourself up like you all that and you just going and doing stuff on your own. See, God can't bless no mess, and there's no message in that type of mess right there. But the only message that you're going to receive is to go back and get under some covering and get you some teaching so that you will not be wrongfully teaching people things that are out of the word of God and out of the will of God. So again, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Now, my first point is God speaks to us in different ways and at different times, which causes us to make his word valuable to our lives. Again, God speaks to us in different ways and at different times, which causes us to make his word valuable to our lives. Let me break it down. God speaks to us in different ways and in different times. In other words, he may speak to someone else 10 years old. He may speak to you at 50. He may speak to that 10-year-old in his dream and confirm it through his leader. And he may speak to you directly through your leader, speaking a word into you and bringing forth the fruits that are in you. Never get to a point where you're so content in living in sin and no one can tell you anything, because you'll sit there and let your fruits rot because God won't use you when you are disobedient. And God won't use you when you can't respect the ones that he put in authority over you. I know that sounds really tight, but it's right. And I know that some of you all don't want to hear the truth, but don't tune in if you don't want to hear the truth now. Amen. Amen. Don't tune in to my station if you don't want to hear the truth. Because each week I'm going to bring a word, and my wife and I, we're going to be able to start bringing forth a marriage counseling. Well, now I don't want to say marriage counseling because you get that in our office. We're going to bring a marriage show on the air, and we're going to try to do that once a week as well. So again, God speaks to us in different ways and different times. See, when God speaks to us and we hear, it causes us to make his word valuable to our lives. In other words, we began to get that word and we began to deposit that word into our spirits, and we began to execute that word out in our actions. Amen. And in my book, I say MHA, mind, heart, and action. Get the word in your mind, feel it in your heart, activate it in your actions. Amen. Now let's look at verses 4 through 6. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Point number two, and we're almost done. Point number two, hearing God's voice may not always be audible, but you will hear it mostly in your heart or through other believers. Let me say that again. Hearing God's voice may not always be audible, but you will hear it mostly in your heart or through other believers. Now, some people say that they heard God speak audible to them, and they heard it. I don't knock that. I don't knock that at all. If that's how they heard it, that's how they heard it. Some people hear it in a small, still voice. That's how they heard it. That's how they heard it. And some people heard it through someone else, and God was speaking through them pathetically, not pathetically. There's a difference. Pathetic people speak what they want. Speaking prophetically, you're speaking what God tells you to speak. So that you would not act as though that you're God, but you're only God's representative. Amen, somebody. Had to put that in there. So God speaks to other people as well, but God always speaks to those who hear. That's why the Bible said, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying." So it's not necessarily that the person that's speaking, it's the person speaking as a representative of God. So they're only speaking what God is saying. And if you are spiritual enough, and if you are spirit-filled, you will receive it in the spirit which it was given. And that is under the unction of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to argue with people. Give the word and move on. Amen? Amen. All right, the last three. Verses 7 through 10. Last four. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Last point. A good leader will hear the voice of God calling someone that they are pastoring or teaching in the faith. Again, a good leader will hear the voice of God calling someone that they are pastoring or teaching in the faith. Notice I said a good leader. A good leader is a good listener that hears from God. A good leader is those who obey God and who does exactly what God called them to do. So when you get ready to come to your pastor, God will confirm it through them. But don't get upset if they don't jump for joy like you jump for joy. Don't get upset if they wait for a moment to make sure that you are prepared properly before you go out trying to teach someone else. Don't get upset, because there's a time and a place for everything. It's time for you to sit down and time for you to be taught the word of God in order for you to go out and teach others. Amen. You have to discipline yourself before you go and try to discipline others or disciple others. Disciple, you have to be discipled through your leaders and let them train you properly the way that Jesus did when he did the disciples, when he trained the disciples. He didn't just send them out, and that's what's wrong with some of the people now. You're just going out on your own. You know the old saying, some were sent and others just went. Don't be the ones that just went. Be the ones that are sent, that are prepared. Amen? In my conclusion, now, God will speak to you as well as your pastor. Now, you may not want to hear that, but it's the truth. God will speak to you as well as the pastor that is teaching you and leading you. You may not want to receive that, but it is the truth. See, the reason he speaks to the leaders about the sheep or the members is to assign them to teach the new leaders how to lead God's way. Not your way, how to lead God's way. But most important, your pastor speaks to God on a regular basis. At least I hope they are. I do. I speak to God daily. And I spend time with God, and I spend time investing in the ones that he has called me to be a leader over, that he has called me to be a pastor over. I don't try to speak to everybody's life. Unless God gives me something, I'm not going to speak anything in your life anyway, whether you're a member or not. See, God didn't call everyone to the same office either. You have the fivefold ministry. God didn't call everybody to every office, but he has enough work for all of us to do. But the question is, will you be ready to answer the call? Spend time with God and his word, and I promise you, you would never be led astray from his path. Praise the Lord. My time is up. I want to say to you all, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to say to you all, tune in every time that you get a chance to. And also, I want you to order my book. That would be a blessing to my mentoring program as well as the ministry. You can order the book at www.trueunityoutreach.com. It's only $10 plus $2.75 shipping and handling unless you're out of the country. Again, www.trueunityoutreach.com. And you know you can contact me on Facebook, social media, Dr. Tracy Nichols. You can email me at drtracynichols@aol.com. You can contact me, 678-886-0999. And I thank you all again, and I praise God for you. And I believe that this word is going out and touch the lives of those who it is supposed to touch. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.